At the onset of this President's Day weekend, let's tap into public regard for more recent chief executives, starting with number 35, John F. Kennedy. Joining me with more is Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, why don't we start with JFK, who took office in January 1961.
And he left office, of course, when he was assassinated in November 1963, a long time ago. But we just ask Americans, looking back, do you approve or disapprove of how these presidents handled themselves when they were president? John F. Kennedy is the highest of the bunch. 86% retrospective job approval rating for John Kennedy. That is, people now looking back almost universally say he did a good job while president. And what's interesting about that, of course, Dave, is that a lot of young people are really positive about JFK, who weren't even alive when he was president. But looking back, he gets these very, very high ratings, of course, perhaps due to the fact that he was assassinated while in office and kind of became a saint on the day after that assassination.
We'll fill in the middle, but who was least regarded?
Richard Nixon. He left office in 1974 in disgrace, of course, as a result of Watergate. 28% retrospective job approval rating for Nixon, 64% disapproval for Nixon. So even after all these years, when people look back at recent presidents, Nixon's at the bottom of the list. He still gets very, very low approval ratings when people think back to his administration.
Quite a disparity between Kennedy and Nixon. What is a more typical response?
Well, a lot of these presidents are right in the 60% range. Barack Obama's is very important. This is, in fact, our first retrospective approval rating of Obama. That is the first time we've asked people now looking back. It's been about over a year since he left office. Do you approve or disapprove of how he handled himself as president? 63% approval. Over 8 years, Obama just had an average in the 40% range. So he's clearly doing better in retrospect now than he did while he was president. He's very similar now to George H.W. Bush. That would be Bush the senior, who served one term. And also Bill Clinton, who's at 62% retrospective job approval rating. Although I should say, Bill Clinton's retrospective rating is down some from where it was a few years ago.
I might conjecture that Bush the junior also enjoys higher approval now than he did toward the end of his presidency.
That's absolutely right. His approval ratings were really dwindling in 2007, 2008, when he was about to leave office, way down in some instances in the 20% range, but in the 30% range. But now when Americans look back and we say, do you approve or disapprove of how George W. Bush handled himself as president, he's getting a 53% retrospective rating. Now, that's lower, as we've been talking about, than a lot of his contemporaries, but still his image is edging up now over 8 years after he left office.
This is a snapshot, and I'm wondering the extent to which these perceptions evolve over time.
Generally speaking, people get a little more positive about presidents as time goes on. Ronald Reagan is a good example. He left office in 1989, and his retrospective ratings weren't all that great and the years thereafter. But since then, they've been going up and up. And now he gets 72% retrospective job approval rating approval. So Reagan's image has improved over the years since he left the office.
Now, Frank, to be clear, it's not a prerequisite that respondents are necessarily even alive evaluating, say, Kennedy or Nixon.
That's absolutely right. And that's what's fascinating about these ratings, because a lot of people weren't alive when Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson or some of the others were in the White House. We're asking people, thinking back now, what do you think about these people when they were president? However, on Kennedy, I should point out that while he was president in those 1,000 days, while in the White House, he had the highest contemporaneous approval rating of any president we've ever measured. In other words, people liked Kennedy when he was in office, and now retrospectively, looking back, they like him retrospectively. So that's quite an interesting contrast to, say, Ronald Reagan, whose ratings were lower while he was in office, down in the 50% range average, but now he's getting over 70% retrospective approval rating.
Kennedy, of course, was the nation's first Catholic president. And with that, let's move on to religion, a favorite topic of yours and a particular study of interest for our tri-state region.
That's right. We have toted up the religious identity of the residents of all 50 states based on all of our interviewing we conducted in 2017. And of our three states locally, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey really stands out in a couple of ways. First of all, it is the second most Catholic state in the Union on a percentage basis. Only Rhode Island has a higher percentage of Catholics than New Jersey. To be specific, 40% of adults in New Jersey identify as Catholics, 29% as Protestants, and that's a flip because it's a 2-to-1 Protestant to Catholic ratio for the country as a whole. And New Jersey has the second highest percentage of any state of Jewish residents. Now, that's a very low number at 6%, but the highest state Jewish percentage is New York at only 8%. So New Jersey has a couple of distinctions there that we don't see for Pennsylvania and Delaware. They are much more at the national average.
So interesting. New Jersey and New York are in some ways outliers. Again, Pennsylvania and Delaware are much closer to the national norm.
That's right. And how many times can we say when we look at these state-by-state ratings, Pennsylvania usually comes in near the average for the country. It is a swing state. It represents kind of America in microcosm. 46% of Pennsylvania residents we interviewed last year identified as Protestants, 28% Catholic, 2% is Jewish, 1% is Muslim, and then about 20% were what I call nuns, or people who don't have a formal religious identity. And all those numbers for Pennsylvania that I just read you are within a few points of the overall average for America. Pennsylvania is a little more Catholic than the average, but basically right at the national norms.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.